BBC News with Julie Candler. The Egyptian Prime Minister has supported measures taken by the security forces against Muslim Brotherhood protesters, demanding the reinstatement of the ousted President Mohamed Morsi. Hundreds of protesters were killed in the operation last week. Hazem El-Beblawi told the US television network ABC the interim government had to act when its authority was challenged.
We are all unhappy with what happened, but the question is who provoked it? When people insisted that we will not respect the rule of the country, we will cut the streets, we will occupy for many times, we will make life very difficult to all the surrounding, all the neighbors.
He conceded that a minority of Brotherhood members might be radicalized and said the movement's leader, Mohamed Badia, who's now under arrest, would be treated in accordance with the law. The British Home Secretary Theresa May has defended the police over the detention under anti-terrorism laws of the partner of a journalist who has reported on US government surveillance programs. David Miranda was detained at Heathrow Airport on Sunday.
I believe it is absolutely right that the police, if they have a belief that somebody is in possession of highly sensitive stolen information which could help terrorists, which could lead to a loss of lives, it's absolutely right that they're able to act, and that is what the law enables them to do.
Alan Rusbridger, the editor of the Guardian newspaper that published the top secret information provided by the fugitive US intelligence contractor Edward Snowden, said Mr. Miranda was acting as an intermediary to help his partner Glenn Greenwald. The Colombian rebel group, the FARC, has for the first time admitted some responsibility for the suffering of victims of more than 50 years of armed conflict in the country. At the opening of another round of peace talks in Havana, a FARC negotiator said there was no doubt that FARC forces had also caused cruelty and pain. He said compensation must be paid to all victims. The head of the Chilean Electoral Commission has admitted handing a baby over to nuns after the child's parents were shot dead by soldiers in the aftermath of the 1973 military coup. General Juan Emilio Cherre, who went on to become the head of the army, is now facing calls to resign. Gideon Long reports.
Mr. Cherre, who was 25 at the time of the incident, said he was handed the baby by his commanding officer and ordered to take it to the convent. He says that he was told that the boy's parents had committed suicide. In actual fact, the military had hunted the couple down and shot them dead. The boy, Ernesto Lederman, survived the attack. After being cared for in the convent, the boy was sent to Argentina to be raised by his paternal grandparents. Mr. Lederman, who still lives in Argentina, says he knows Mr. Cherre wasn't directly involved in the killings, but he feels he should acknowledge his role as an accomplice.
World News from the BBC. The United States has imposed sanctions on a Muslim religious school in northwestern Pakistan, saying it's become a training center for militants. It's the first time an Islamic school has been the target of US sanctions. The sanctions prohibit Americans from having any business interaction with the madrasa and freeze any assets it might have under American jurisdiction. The German Chancellor Angela Merkel has visited the former Nazi concentration camp in Dachau. It was the first visit of a German Chancellor to Dachau, where tens of thousands of Jews, Roma and gay people had been killed. The visit came during Mrs. Merkel's election campaign. Her political opponents have said the combination of atonement and electioneering was tasteless. Damien McGuinness heard Mrs. Merkel's speech.
She said that it was an honour for her to be here. She talked to a number of elderly survivors who were sat on chairs opposite her in the main parade ground in the centre of the former concentration camp. And I talked to a few of the survivors afterwards. One of them was an 89-year-old former member of the French Resistance who said that he appreciated Angela Merkel's visit. He said that we often speak about the duty to remember, and that today Angela Merkel was carrying out that duty.
A woman alleged to have been at the top of the drugs trade has been extradited back to Mexico after being released in the United States. Sandra Avila Beltran, known as the Queen of the Pacific, was arrested when she arrived at Mexico City. She had earlier been sentenced by a U.S. court to 70 months in jail, but released as she had already spent more than 5 years in a Mexican prison. The world football governing body FIFA says more than 1 million tickets for next year's World Cup in Brazil have been requested via their website in the first 7 hours after going on sale. Most of those applying are Brazilians, but also include many fans from Argentina, the United States, Chile and Britain. BBC News.